This one was written completely by Sean. He did the demo at home on his deluxe...
double cassette deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had this great system. Tape, record, lose generation, yeah. More tape hiss.
Sound like shite.
All those great things.
Yeah.
I had this acoustic piece, and I didn't know what to call it. And I went back to my childhood. And when I was a kid, I used to drop these imaginary album covers of, like, me and Mike's bands with, like...
on paper plates.
Yeah, that was the record label, and then everything had, like, you know, pretend stickers on the album covers. Includes tour book, exclusive packaging, limited edition, on Polydor Records, all my fun things in life. And for some reason, I had this name, Plastrographic, by me and Mike's band, Metalhead. That was the name of the band.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like the Connect Four, Monkey See, Monkey Do, there's all kinds of bands. But I had this name, Metalhead. And it wasn't even like more like metal rock stars.
I was going to say, because I think you were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah.
That was before metal was really
kicked
around.
I think so. But, so, I mean, I had albums for us, like High Profile, it was a live album I planned, you know.
and me, you, and two imaginary people.
Jim and Steve. Yeah. And Plastrographic was always this thing. It was like a concept album, but the thing is, I don't know what the concept was. So I always thought the name just sounded so cool.
Like David Lee Roth. But I don't know what the concept was. I see.
So anyway... this song, musically, was completely 100% influenced by Steve Howell, who's my favorite guitar player.
And I think the song ended like 27 minutes ago.
We're still talking. Okay, cut.